open this bitch.
How about with audio clips of male porn?
Let's open it. Let's open it like a can.
Like a can of goodness.
Like a can of whip ass.
Like a can of cream corn.
Sweet cream corn. I like cream corn.
Cream corn is disgusting.
Why? I like it. It's good.
And it looks like somebody threw up and ejaculated into one can.
But it doesn't taste like that.
Tastes a little like that.
It does taste a little. I would know.
What's going on, man?
Let's see. I found out about this cool website.
You did?
Yes. It's called, what is it?
DudesOnDudes.com.
Yeah. No, that's another. I've told you about that one before.
DudesDoFoods.com.
No.
Speaking of Dudes Do Foods, did you see the commercials for that American Reunion movie?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Like, yeah. They're just grasping at the last bit of money they can get before they fucking fully retire from Hollywood. And
fuck. Pretty much.
Go live in some fucking shanty in L.A.
Yeah, I know. I heard that Jason Biggs shows his wang in this movie.
What? He's like, that's all he's been good for, right? Is like American Pie movies. He hasn't really done like any other movies.
No, he hasn't.
That's funny because this is like, what, the third or fourth of this one? Actually, there have been other ones, like worse ones that were spin-offs, but this is like the actual third one with the actual original cast.
Yeah.
But he's like the lead in...
Third or fourth.
He's like the lead in all the movies, but these are like the only movies he ever did.
Yeah, they are. I mean, he's done like a few other movies, but this is the only one he's...
None that anybody knows about.
Yeah, exactly.
Saving Silverman. Did you ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah, I did.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Jack Black
was in it. Jack Black and Amanda Peeters. Those two made that movie funny, but yeah, Jason Biggs
was... Didn't he turn out like he was gay at the end of the movie, or no?
Oh, Jack Black was, yeah. Jack Black turned out to be gay.
Oh, that's funny.
Remember he was in that movie with I Know What You Did Last Summer, Part 2?
What?
He was the little stoner at the island.
Oh, like the
janitor or something?
Yeah, something. Or the groundskeeper? He actually worked there,
yeah. Yeah.
I do remember that now.
Yeah, I remember that. That was like when I first not first noticed him, but I knew who he was. But when I saw him in that, I was like, oh, what the fuck? I thought like less of him. I was like, why is he doing this dirty role? Like, he's just this dirty, stupid pothead. He was super dirty and had like dreads and he was on this island.
Sequels. Money, man. He needed to fund his drug habit.
Yeah.
You don't ever actually like, for how funny he is and like he's like, you know, a little overweight and the overweight comedians seem to be notorious for like being on drugs, right?
Yeah.
But like you never really hear anything about Jack Black. He just...
I've heard that he's a stoner. Oh. I know that.
Well, everyone's a stoner.
Yeah. Everyone's a stoner.
Yeah, at least that's what we tell ourselves. Yeah, so, I don't know. Maybe I'll see the American Reunion movie, but I don't think I'll actually go to the theater to see it. I still have, like, interest to see it, but just... I just want to see, like, a train wreck, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay to watch it, though.
No, I know.
So what was the new website that you found?
It's called My Red Page. My Red Book. My Red Book. Yeah, My Red Book. And
it's like Black Book?
It's the best website ever. No, Black Book. That's a terrible website. Never go there.
It's the best website ever?
Yeah. It's got hookers on it, dude. You go there to get hookers. You pretty much... it's just like... It's got all these pictures of all these posts of all these chicks. And they're hookers. But they look like normal chicks. Like strippers or girls that work at TGI Fridays or Flame Broiler.
It's like Match.com, but for hookers.
Yeah, pretty much. It has their name. Or not their name. Their weight. I think that does have like a weird name.
Except maybe. It's like less work and it's cheaper to join.
Yeah. I don't know if you have to join it. I think you just go on there and like I've never done it. I don't know anyone who has. A friend told me about it.
No, I mean, like, the total cost to accomplish your goal is probably less.
Oh, yeah.
Than going through all the work of actually trying to meet somebody. So have you actually, like, used this website?
No. No. I went there. I looked at it. It's just a bunch of pictures of naked chicks. And
would you use it?
Their prices. Probably not, because you could, they're like, it's probably a, you know, what if you get a cop?
Yeah, oh man, that would be really hard. You'd have to find some way to work it out.
You're going to be fucked. Like, how would you work it out? What would you say?
Yeah, let's discuss the dynamics of acquiring a hooker.
You got to hit them up.
I think you'd have to find out what they look like and then make them send you, like, a picture message of themselves naked with, like, today's newspaper. That's
yeah.
That's how I'd feel safe.
Today's newspaper, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Like, all right, this is legit. I mean, no cop's going to really, like, do that, right?
No, if she, you know, she's got to show her vag and her titties and full frontal. I don't think a cop will do that. So
if I was a girl cop, I would. That's how dedicated I would be to my to my job. To the force.
Maybe. It would suck. But no, I'll probably never use it because of that.
Officer Kim Strip, we need these photos for the website.
Officer Kim Strip. No, but
Have you seen on, they have something like that on Craigslist. Have you seen it before?
Oh, where you can hook up and go fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew about that.
But this is obviously, actually, I think that is specifically like just two people who just want to fuck.
Where yeah.
The other ones, obviously, like, they have like, do they show prices on that website?
Yeah, they do. They show hourly prices.
See,
and
so how do they get away with that, right? Or it's just because it says it's like an escort service or something?
I can't remember if it says that or not. I checked it once, but, you know, once for like a few hours, but
yeah.
No, but yeah, they have them listed at hourly. It's like $80 for 30 minutes, 160 for an hour, and then so on and so forth.
It doesn't sound that expensive. Are they fucking ugly looking though?
There's some ugly ones, but there's hot ones.
It's just enterprising hookers. They finally got together.
Dude, I know.
They're digital now.
I know.
It's just the same trash you see walking down the main street, but they just decided to make a website.
I know.
It's the hookers of the new age.
It's their little union. All right, we finally figured this shit out. Let's go online and offer our shit.
That's crazy. I of course, would never, ever get a hooker, because I'm happily married.
Your fingers are crossed.
Hey, this just in, though. Lakers over Clippers. Lakers won tonight.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I just want sushi?
Of course, anyone who's listening to this already knows that, because you're in the future.
Yeah, you're in the future.
You future listeners.
You should have told me. I would have bet more sushi.
113-108.
Nice. That's good. I had a feeling they'd win.
Yeah.
I had a good feeling they'd win.
Lakers.
They could get to the finals. It'll probably be them and the Thunder in the finals. That's what I'm thinking. Them and the Thunder throughout 7 games. As long as you can figure out a way to hold off Durant and Westbrook.
Didn't that hurt watching watching Derek Fisher play on OKC against the Lakers the other day?
Yeah, a little bit, but
and he was putting up some clutch shots too.
I think he got like 6 or 9 points.
Yeah, but he had like some good shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That bastard.
So, that kind of sucked. I was sad to see that guy go, but
yeah, it was. But it was better for us because
out with the old and in with the new.
He wasn't performing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need a point guard that can fucking make threes, really. And then feed the ball inside, get inside the paint. I wanted Rondo, but Rondo can't shoot the three, or he doesn't, really. He more just divvies the ball and then runs up and does layups. He gets a lot of paints in the point in the paint. Points in the paint.
That would be a cool guy to get.
Yeah, but I don't know if he'd work with the Lakers. But I think it's going to, yeah. I think that's who it's going to come down to for those two, for the West.
Yeah.
For the East, probably the Bulls and the Heat, but the Heat should take them.
And also, Angels-Dodgers. Angels whooped on the Dodgers. 8-3.
Nice.
I love when they do the freeway series games because it's just like hometown rivals and they're, what, an hour away from each other?
Yeah.
It's always good watching the Angels beat on the Dodgers. The only thing that sucks, if you're in Southern California and you're a fan of either of those teams, obviously when you go to those games, you get a lot of other fans from the other team. So,
yeah.
Like, we're Angels fans, and if you ever go to Angel Stadium when it's an Angels-Dodgers game, there's just a bunch of shitty fucking Dodgers fans Dodger all over the place.
I know, a bunch of Dodger hats and everything. It's like
which really means it's a bunch of disgruntled, like, fucking people from LA.
Yeah, seriously.
And they all want to beat some dude to death.
Yeah, it's either like 50-50, like, Dodgers, Angels, and then, like, when the Red Sox show up,
same thing. Yeah.
And the Yankees, all the goddamn fucking out of town fans put their hats on and come, and I guess it only makes sense, right?
Why are sporting events so expensive? Have you ever thought it was weird how skewed salaries are for certain professions, right?
Yeah, dude. They're getting a lot of money just to play baseball.
To play baseball. It's crazy.
What are they really doing? They're not doing anything, but they're making more than firefighters and cops.
I think, how do baseball players fare in terms of pay compared to, like, football players and basketball players? I think they can be some of the least paid, right?
Yeah.
But still, they're getting a shitload of money.
Yeah, like, they're getting a lot just to play
baseball. Wouldn't it be easier to charge, like, everyone a little bit less, like, maybe $15 tickets instead of $30, $40 tickets, and $4 beers instead of $500 beers.
Fuck yeah, dude, the beer.
And then maybe those guys that are fucking naturally talented playing baseball could just get paid like a normal salary.
Yeah.
What if they just got paid like $100,000 a year? Like, that's still decent for one person's salary for a year.
And
fuck you, you're just playing baseball. You have like the best job in the world. You have to play a game and fly around all over the place and probably fuck around with a bunch of chicks.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, it does not make sense. That it doesn't. And like Hollywood, same thing. The only reason, like, I understand why they make so much money is because they're bringing in a lot of money.
Yeah, right? Movies make a lot of money.
Everyone goes to see movies, DVDs, blah, blah, blah. So there's just a lot of money to go around.
Yep.
And I guess you could say the same for sports, but still, I come back to, like, just make the shit less expensive and then pay people less. Why do they need, like, after a while, it just gets to be like, that's how much they demand. So the prices are driven by, like, how much they need to pay out to make the movie.
Yeah.
So it's fucking like a catch-22.
Yeah.
So everyone who's listening, boycott sports and all forms of entertainment.
All forms of entertainment. Don't go see any more movies.
Who's with me?
Who's with me?
Except for this. This is the frontier of free media podcast, man.
I know. It's internet radio.
This is the only place where you could actually go and get paid for listening. Not by us. We won't pay you, but I bet somebody will.
Well,
I don't have any money.
Tell enough of your friends and I'll see what I can do.
So, anyways, longest introduction in the world.
This California.
Is Blastcast. Coming back to you. This is our first podcast for the first week of April.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to keep this shit going every week now, so we're coming at you with the new episode. If you guys want to hit us up at our Twitter is @BlastCastAudio, or if you want to send an email, the email is BlastCastAudio@gmail.com.
BlastCastAudio@gmail.com. Ding, ding.
Yeah, so that's where we're at if you guys want to find us. It would be cool if we thought we had enough listeners, we could do something like where we could be on Twitter while people were,
listening.
People were like, not listening because it's not like live, but we can make it so that people could post questions, like if we had the podcast set on a certain time, or we could just say send in your questions before such and such a date, and then we'd be able to answer those, kind of get some interactive shit going on.
Yeah, that would. That would be cool. So,
Follow us. Send out, like, some tweets. We could send out tweets ahead of time, like, hey, we're doing our podcast tomorrow night at such and such a time.
Yeah.
So here's my cell phone number.
Here's my cell phone number.
Call in and be a part of the podcast. That'd be badass. I don't know people who do anything like that, or at least not that I've seen, so that'd be something cool for us to do.
Yeah.
Too bad there's probably only like 4 fucking people that listen to this.
I know, there's probably 4 of them.
All right, we got a caller. Adrian, it's your mother. Oh, we seem to have lost a connection.
Oh, seem can't find it. It's gone. Dropped call. It's our first dropped call. Yeah, I think Corolla sort of does that. I think he has people watch his live. Right? I think he used to show live podcasts.
I think I've heard phone calls on his.
Yeah,
really
he does.
I don't really know how they do it, though.
Phone line.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know the format. How do people know when he's recording a podcast?
I think he just does what you said, tweets it, and then puts it on the internet.
Well, fuck him. That was my original idea.
Well, fuck him and his followers and his big following. God damn it.
I've been trying to listen to more podcasts lately.
Like what?
I don't know. I'll just go and look on the iTunes store and just find random shit and start listening to it.
Just random shit?
Yeah, I've been trying to get people into listening to podcasts, obviously, because we're taking the time to do one.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like give people the link to our podcast, and then I'll give them like other podcasts to listen to, because if they're new to it, they might just be like, what the fuck is this, you know?
Yeah.
So in doing that, I was going out and looking at different podcasts, just like random ones, or I'll look at ones that are like in comedy and just like that are in the top 10, but something that I don't know what it is, and just check it out and see like why it's so popular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Looking for ideas to steal. Yeah, no. So, yeah, I was telling a guy at work about the podcast, and I got him kind of into podcasts now, and he IM'd me at work, and he's like, oh, have you heard of, it was like, you know, the game Skyrim?
Yeah.
He's like, have you heard of such and such? Like, oh, it was like unofficial Skyrim podcast, and I was like,
oh, shit.
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh,
like,
shit. That's never, getting deep.
You never listened to podcasts before, and that's like the first thing you decided to listen to?
Oh, damn. Skyrim.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
The video game podcast.
And it was basically like exactly what you would expect. It was like 3 nerds talking about. They're like 7 different characters they all have and play with in Skyrim. I play that game. It's pretty cool, but like I don't fucking take it to that level.
Yeah, that's... I don't know if I could sit there and listen to a bunch of guys talk about even a game I do like.
Yeah.
I haven't played that game too much.
It's hard to get through, but that game's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Have you played any cool games lately? I was trying really hard to get into Modern Warfare 3. Like, Modern Warfare 2 was cool. I was, like, addicted to that. And then Black Ops came out. And I was like, what's this Black Ops game? Fuck this shit. And then I started playing it. And I got even more addicted to that than Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
And then Modern Warfare 3 came out. And it was kind of like... I think what bothered me is it was a lot like Modern Warfare 2, but not exactly. And the fact that it wasn't exactly like that one, but it was still kind of similar, just made, like, turned me off to it. I'm like, all right, it's kind of like this game that I really liked, but not exactly.
Yeah.
So I could never, like, really get into it. I mean, it's still fun, but I actually haven't played it for, like, a pretty long time.
Yeah, I hate that you have to use that same gun to get the power-ups, you know, to power up that gun. Like, the scope and the sight and the silencer and the red dot, all that shit.
Oh, you have to actually, like, use the same gun over and over to, like, get points for that particular weapon to upgrade it. Whereas, like, the older games, you just, like, get money for each thing that you do, and then you can spend the money however you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of stupid, too.
Yeah, everything unlocks by, like, level 20 or some shit. And this shit's, like, stupid. It's, yeah, you gotta, like, play with the same gun until you're bored of it. You don't want to play with it anymore.
Did you ever play Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah.
That game was pretty cool.
It's the Western one, right?
Yeah, it was kind of like Grand Theft Auto, but like...
On a horse.
Yeah, on a horse. It was like Western setting. Like the old West, but it was kind of like Grand Theft Auto, like the gameplay.
What was that other old Western game that came out before Red Dead? You remember that one? That one was really fun.
Call of Juarez?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Rockstar made it, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's what it was. Anyway, that one was really fun because there wasn't so much horse riding. Like, the Red Dead Revolver one, you do so much horse riding, like, for first time you run through the game.
You know you could skip that, though, right?
Yeah, I know you can skip it, but don't you have to go to that town to, you know, already, you know, unlock, like, the little checkpoint or whatever so you can go back and forth between towns?
Oh, I don't know. You might be right.
Yeah, but that other game, not so much horse riding, but, I mean, you would ride the horse during the levels or the missions, but they're, like, put together by scene or movies, little tidbits, and then, you know, you just ride the horse, shoot Indians. It was fun.
Yeah, that game, Red Dead Redemption, that game, like I said, was pretty badass. I actually have surround sound, so what was so cool about that game is, like, you'd just be, like, galloping through the fucking wasteland desert or whatever, and then, like, there'd be, like, a thunderstorm would roll out, and you could hear it, like, on all sides. Like, yeah, it was really pretty cool.
I guess that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You need the whole experience.
So, yeah, if you're into games, Red Dead Redemption, Modern Warfare 3, I guess. I think that game's whatever. And then Skyrim, that game. Skyrim is actually pretty cool. It's all, like, first person, but it's, like, the Fallout games, if you ever played that. Fallout 3 or Fallout New Vegas. It's really similar to that, but it's like
you can use wizard power, like little magic spells. And
yeah,
shoot
it's kind
of
like in the
hand.
Time of Knights and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kill dragons.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's basically like the whole premise of the game is you're like a dragon killer, and it actually is pretty fun for a while.
I was watching my little sister play it, and she was killing this spider, like this huge spider.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was shooting out all these little bad guys, and she was having a hard time with it, but...
Yeah, the graphics are really good in that game, too. So, yeah, games to check out. What else is going on? Did you find a new job yet?
I'm thinking of going to Home Depot as a second job, actually, on the weekends.
Home Depot as a second job?
Yeah, not working at Home Depot, standing outside with all the Mexicans.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be the only white guy there and hope I get picked up first.
The fact that you speak English could help you.
Yeah, it might, yeah.
You just undercut all of them and you speak the language. That's actually like a double advantage for you.
Yeah, seriously thinking about this.
Do you think that those guys like actually set a price, or do you think it's just some like some dick white guy that rolls up and doesn't want to like fucking paint his house that day is like $40 for three of you, get in now.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I
think they don't like probably fucking don't know what the hell he's talking about. And then he drops him off like 8 hours later with like 220s between the three of them.
No.
Thanks for all the help, Mexicans.
I know, yeah, I think they do that, though. I think they discuss, like, all the payment right there, like, right when they pick them up. Like, all right, I got this, then this. How much? I think they just yell out a price. I think
80.
My uncle...
I'll do that for 60.
Ah, they're competing.
$100. I'll do that for fucking $80. You just go over there and undercut all of them. Steal all their business. Yeah, Home Depot, that seems like, I mean... For, like, a little fucking shitty weekend job, like, that's pretty cool. I think that's, like, if I had to go do, like, a part-time job, I would work there or, like, AutoZone. Because, like, there's, like, man jobs, and you're going to learn what? You're going to learn about everything there is about houses and whatever's in Home Depot, fucking everything.
Yeah,
or,
everything.
Or, like, AutoZone, you get a whole bunch of fucking people coming in fixing their cars. Like, you pick up a lot of cool fucking knowledge from that shit, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, though. Working at AutoZone, I want to get paid more than $10 an hour.
Well, pff, yeah, you don't think you're going to get more than that at Home Depot, do you?
No.
What are your qualifications?
No, I wasn't talking about working at
Home
Depot.
I've been around homes for quite a while.
I've seen and been in a lot of homes. So.
I have a lot of experience with houses. I've lived in one my entire life. That's right.
That's right, yeah.
It says here your qualifications are you've lived in a home your entire life, and you know how to party.
Yep, that's right. I've lived in a home, and I party in that home, and I can sell anything to do with homes and partying. I can make beer funnels out of some of your equipment here.
You know where the money's at? Starting some kind of business yourself, like male prostitution. No, not really male prostitution, but...
Maybe I should use this podcast to prostitute my naked body.
No, let's not do that.
Yeah, I could.
But yeah.
You're listening.
What do you charge? 100 roses?
Let's see. 100 for HJ.
HJ? Yeah. What's that?
Well, you know, HJ. 125 for a BJ.
That's a lot of money for a HJ.
And then
that'd be one fantastic J.
Well, that's not a lot of money for a BJ.
Yeah, so yeah, I think either of those places would be pretty cool to work at. But yeah, I think the real money would be is if you could start some kind of side business yourself.
Open up.
Just like make fucking flyers or do Craigslist. A lot of people like that do their own fucking shit. They just post their services up on Craigslist. And you get a lot of money that way. But like, what would you do? Like maybe pool cleaner, car detailer.
I will detail your car. I will clean your pool from 5 to 9.
Seriously, you could probably make a lot of money that way. And if it's all fucking low, like fucking low key, you don't even have to like, that's just all profit to you, like, because you're doing it yourself. If you just keep it under the table, you just get all that money for yourself. You don't even have to pay taxes. It'd be pretty sweet.
It would suck though.
Yeah,
your buddies call you at like, you know, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock p.m. and you're like, what are you doing? I'm detailing a car right now, dude. I'm putting on this final wax. Let me call you right back.
I'm washing a Ferrari.
Washing some fucking soccer mom's minivan.
Become the car washer to the stars. You ever see shit like on E or just on the news? Like, this is the so-and-so to the stars. Like, the fucking trainer to the stars. The hairstylist to the stars. Like, how do you become a person of the stars?
The nutritionist for the stars.
You just have to be really good and at least know one star, right?
Just
and
one.
And then you just roll out that way. Like, that you get big from knowing one. So what would your trade be? What would your craft be? He's a car washer of the stars.
I washed Brad Pitt's car one time.
He's the dog ass picker upper of the stars.
I pick up a lot of dogs' ass, mostly star dogs. No, I don't know. I don't think any of that would work.
No.
But speaking of that, reminds me of this stupid show I saw on.
You're not a do-it-yourselfer, go-getter kind of. Create my own shit kind of a guy?
Well, no, I am, but...
I could tell by that fucking noise.
But just not into washing cars. Full-time or part-time.
Fuck it, who cares? If it's your car wash business.
It's my car wash business that I run out of my car.
Yeah, there you go.
It's, my employee's me. I'm the CEO. The only employee... I can hire and fire myself.
So you were watching some show the other day?
Yeah, some stupid show about people like that shoot ducks, and like their old grandpa like was like big into killing ducks, hunting ducks, and this is like back south.
Duck hunt?
No, not the game.
Did you ever play duck hunt?
Yeah, I did.
Wasn't it like crazy addictive, but it fucking, did it ever really work the right way for you? Like,
no.
That gun never quite worked the
right
way.
That gun never shot where you shot, man. That gun always shot a little to the left, down, up, right.
Wasn't it the weirdest, like, I mean, obviously the gun was for other games too, but I think even when they released the game, they released it with that gun, with Duck Hunt. That was like the first game they had with the gun.
Yeah.
And it was like this weird orange, like, pistol. It doesn't,
yeah.
It's not an appropriate gun for hunting duck.
Yeah, I know.
But that's what they fucking released it with.
Mostly it was a shotgun, not this oddly shaped orange pistol.
Did you ever see the Power Glove?
Yeah, I saw it. Never touched it, though.
Yeah, neither did I. Nintendo had a lot of weird shit. You remember they had that, like, 3D visor that you could wear, and it was, like, 3D gaming, but it was all, like, red and black?
Yeah, I think I did play that. I think a friend had that. I think I did play that.
Was it even... I don't even really remember it being 3D. It was just, like,
no.
You wore a visor, and you...
Yeah.
Like, it was just close to your face.
Yeah, you just put on... The game's just an inch away from your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... It was pretty dumb. It was 2D, but it just, you know, It was, yeah, just like you said, it was really close. That was all you saw.
Yeah.
Just looked like it was 3D.
So you saw some weird duck hunting show?
Yeah, no, so...
What's with all these weird fucking reality shows? Like, anyone will come up with a reality show for anything nowadays.
I know.
Like, have you seen... What are some weird ones? Like, Ice Road Truckers? Who fuck pitched that one? Like, all right. All right, pay attention. Check I got a great out. New idea. All right, we're going to follow truckers who drive on ice.
Up in Alaska and Canada.
And we're going to call it Ice Road Truckers. who the fuck was like, that sounds like a fucking fantastic idea.
That's brilliant. Brilliant, get all, Johnson. Get all these other cupcake fucking shows out of here. We got Ice Road Truckers. We're going to headline the fucking Thursday night cast with that. I know.
Johnson, you're a goddamn genius.
God damn it, when you go home, there's going to be an extra story on your house.
Oh, man. Yeah, the weirdest fucking reality shows. Like,
Real
some
quick.
Of them I just get like hooked into. Did you see, like, they have, not that I've seen this, but as an example, is another weird one. Have you seen this, like, alligator hunting or crocodile hunting?
Yes.
One? Yeah.
That's so dumb.
And you know, it's just like hicks that are constantly finding themselves in situations that hicks typically find themselves getting into. These are not stereotypes, people.
These are not stereotypes.
These happen for a reason.
Dude, I'll bet you they're fucking like doing this on purpose, probably, huh? Killing gators and selling their skin, or selling them their meat, their sweet gator meat.
Yeah. How else are fucking Mexicans going to get their boots?
Seriously, without our rednecks, those Mexicans wouldn't have their nice Mexican boots.
They get elaborate with that shit.
They do love those boots. What is that?
Ostrich boots.
Why do they love boots so much?
Alligator boots.
Cowboy boots, especially.
Because that's the last, like, fucking cowboy frontiers in Mexico. Have you ever been there? I literally got lassoed once when I went there.
You did?
Yes.
That's funny.
I heard a loud Mexican cry, which anyone who lives in Southern California knows what that sounds like. And then I was lassoed. And I was sold back to my family for a large sum of money.
Oh, damn. You got stolen.
Mexico's fucking dangerous, man. That place, it just seems like every fucking day, not every day, but fucking pretty close to that, you hear about some crazy shit going down in Mexico.
Yeah, I know. I heard, speaking of which, I heard that they recently legalized little amounts of drugs. I don't know about coke, but weed.
Little amounts of drugs?
Yeah, that's what I heard it, like, from some fucking dude at this,
Pequeño drugs is okay.
No, I heard about it at this little medical clinic. I went to go get a...
You got any drugs? I got a little bit of coke.
I got a little bit of coke. Are you sure that's all you have? Yeah, that's all I have.
Let me see. That's pretty close to a little. That's almost a lot, though. Put some in your nose now. Put some in your nose.
Quickly, do it. Put some in your nose. That's you're borderlining on quite a bit, okay? This could be considered...
So they're talking about legalizing small quantities of drugs.
Yeah. I heard about it from this dude at...
I'm for it.
I'm for it. Yeah. Let's do it everywhere. How do you determine what's a little, though, like we were just talking about?
I don't know. Maybe it depends on the drug. Is that, like, for all drugs or certain drugs? Do you know? All
right. Well, this crazy stoner told me at this medical clinic... Where I went and got a medical card from.
Oh, yeah, okay, we'll come back to that.
Alright, let's come back to that.
So, anyways, what did the guy tell you about it?
Yeah, he told me that we were talking about Mexico, and he was like, oh yeah, I heard that they are legalizing a little bit amounts of drugs, you know. It keeps the, what is it, the mob, not the mob, but what do they have over there?
Mexican mafia?
Yeah, the little mafia. Or whatever, the drug cartel keeps all them, like,
there
you know,
go. Drug cartel.
From killing a bunch of fucking people. Like, you know, they would just kill people and fucking, they like just buried their shit out there. They found like mountains of dead people, like where they would just dump bodies. Like, I saw that shit like a month or so ago. That was pretty fucking freaky. I was like, damn, I don't want to go to Mexico right now. They're fucking killing people. And me, I'm white. Fucking, they'll think I have money.
They'll assume that by the color of my skin.
If they just listen to this podcast, they'll know I don't have money.
Yeah, they love to kidnap people. That seems like their fucking crime of choice. It's fucking, people can't resist it, though. Mexico is just fun, mostly because people think they can go there and get away with shit.
Oh, I know.
And for the most part, you can.
You do. You do. It would suck to get pulled over by a Mexican cop, though. Never had it happen.
You know what I want to do in Mexico?
Dudes? Mexican dudes.
I have heard a lot about, like, Mexican whorehouses.
There is a red light district in TJ.
Yeah, I hear about that, and people just, like, rave about it. But, I mean, that seems a little sketchy to me.
Dude, they told me about it at work. There's, like, 18-year-old girls, 16-year-old girls, and they're just, like, in windows, in little fucking windows.
Oh, no shit.
Yep, and you just walk up, fucking...
That one.
That one. I want that one. They're like, that's too young. I don't want to fuck a 16-year-old.
Well.
Not even an 18-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Come on, pal. Come on, pal.
What if she was well-equipped?
Well, yeah. Then.
So you're not Come worried on. About her actual age? You're just more concerned with the fact that she might be underdeveloped?
I mean, she was super hot. Had amazing cans. And I happened to find out she was 17. I think it's legal in Mexico, though. I think any... apparently, almost anything's legal in Mexico now.
No, but something that I do really want to do in Mexico is one of the Baja races. They have, like, the Baja 1000 and the Baja 500. Mm. And it's basically...
That would be fun.
Yeah, it's pretty much, like, open class for the most part. You can do, like, buggies or... trophy trucks or quads or
Let's
dirt bikes.
Sign up your Beamer. We'll smoke them all. We'll put on some rally tires.
Yeah, it's not really off-road.
What if we win money?
It's not really ready for off-roading.
Oh, dude, it's a car. You can just throw it in the dirt. It'll go.
Dude, I don't even want to touch anything in there. It has so many buttons. I'm not even really sure what
Have
everything
is. You pressed all of them?
I just found... You know what I just found out yesterday? It has a cool, like, performance thing that I didn't know about. It's called, like, kickdown mode. And I would have never found it if I didn't actually read the manual. Everyone read the manuals to the cars. You might have something cool, like a kickdown mode.
Like a kickdown mode.
No, but so anyways, like, if you put the accelerator pedal to the floor and you have the throttle wide open, the car goes fast, obviously. But there's, like, another point past that. Like, once it's all the way to the floor, you can push it in more, and it clicks, and you hold it in, and then it means, like, it's fucking on.
What?
And I was like, yeah, I was reading this shit in the manual. I was like, oh. I like immediately ran out to the car. I was like, let's do this.
So you did it?
Yeah, I fucking tried it on my way to work this morning. And I was like, kick down mode, engage. And just press the pedal all the way down. And then if you push it harder, like you feel it click and it goes a little bit further down to the floor. And then the fucking car just takes off. It's crazy.
Damn.
Yes.
That's cool.
It is fucking cool. What worried me, though, is I did it when I had it already, like, in the performance mode. Like, if you put it in drive and then you push it to the left, it's, like, sport mode. And I did that. I did the kickdown in sport mode, and it redlined. It was, like, in the red for a little bit, and I was like, ooh, shit. Like,
ooh, shift up.
Yeah, this thing was, it was, like, fucking screaming.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, I've always wanted to do the, like, a Baja 500 or Baja 1000, but that shit looks dangerous too. Like, they have people that'll specifically go and wait for racers to come, and they'll try to pick them off like fucking Sandman in Star Wars or something.
Oh my god. That would suck.
Or they're like purposely put shit in the middle of the track to just fucking watch people crash their shit.
Oh, that would suck too.
Trophy track would probably be the easiest and funnest, but, like, what I would actually want to do is, like, the dirt bikes. That'd be fun.
That would be fun, but fuck, just riding the dirt bike, just dirt biking it the whole time. You just got wind beating on you the whole fucking time. Like, you just got all the elements just hitting you.
They have this movie From Dust to Glory. It's a documentary about it.
Yeah.
Anyone who's interested in motocross or Mexico, or just wants to see a fucking badass movie, you should watch it. It's pretty cool. It is a documentary.
I've
but
seen parts of it.
Yeah, it's just like watching action sports. It's fun. But yeah, they like chronicle like one particular race, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so wait, it's 1,000 miles?
Yeah, 100? Yeah. It's, yeah, the 1,000 denotes like the length of the race. I don't know if it's actually miles.
Oh.
1,000 miles is a shitload of miles. It might be. I'm actually not sure.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
500, if you do it in legs, like, some people do it in legs, so, like, they'll have three people, so they do a third, third, and third.
Well, you can split it up?
Yeah, you can have, like, there's, like, waypoints where you'll meet up with a person, and then once you get there, then they take off, because, fucking think about it, if you're on a dirt bike for 1,000 miles, fuck that. Your balls would be done.
Yeah, I know. Just jiggling on that seat for a fucking 1,000 miles, goddamn.
Yeah.
And your ass would be numb as fuck.
So, what was the whole premise behind the duck show, the duck reality show?
Yeah, so it was a bunch of, like, long-bearded, long-haired, redneck, half-ass backwards duck-shooting dudes that their dad reinvented the duck whistle.
That's the show. Rednecks who, like, rednecks who are rich from duck hunting.
Yeah.
So the dad, like, reinvented the duck whistle?
Yeah.
And like, then, like, how do you reinvent the duck whistle? Like, it's just a whistle that makes a duck noise.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he changed the pitch or something that made ducks come to him or something. Made ducks flock towards him or something. I don't know.
So that was his claim to fame. I created the duck whistle.
Something like that, yeah.
And that shit must have blew up, huh? Because they were fucking, you said they're, like, rich in the show?
Yeah, they, like, drive Bentleys and BMWs and fucking all these fast cars.
They drive their Bentleys to the fucking duck ponds and then pull out their fucking guns and start shooting ducks.
Yeah. What's that gotta be like going down at the fucking BMW dealership with those guys?
At the fuck, yeah. The
watch fucking, those guys walk in.
The old dude with this fucking flannel and his ponytails walking in the Rolls Royce dealership.
Cash in hand.
This is nice. Do you have a shotgun rack accessory?
I would like to purchase this automobile. Then I will go shoot ducks with it.
Do they even have a Rolls Royce dealership in Louisiana, wherever the fuck this reality show come from?
They probably had to go to Florida.
Yeah, that would be fucking weird. When I went to the BMW dealership, like, I thought it was kind of weird as I was, like, looking around at the people who are in there. Because, like, when you think of that, a luxury dealership, you're thinking, like, fucking rich, well-to-do people. So you have this, like, image in your mind. And, like, when I was in there, it was, like, probably, I was thinking the same thing that I'm sure people were, like, thinking about me. Was, like, who the fuck is this guy, like,
yeah,
and how is he here? What does he do?
Yeah.
When I was there, I saw, like, fucking fat Mexican chicks. They're, like, walking around in, like, t-shirts and sweats and flip-flops. And I was, like, who the fuck is, like, where did they come from?
Who are these bitches?
Yeah.
Like, with all their nasty dress fucking clothes.
The Scion dealership is across the street. Yeah, it was really weird. And then I saw another younger Mexican guy again. Mexican, I don't know what they're doing, but they're making money somehow.
Oh, fuck, all those strawberry pickings paying off.
They don't fuck around, dude. They come here to work. So, yeah, that shit was pretty crazy, but fucking, I don't know. Maybe they were on Redbook. Maybe they were hookers.
Oh, that's nasty, those fucking bitches.
Big Mexican chicks. But think about it, dude. Like how we saw on that website, like, those chicks charge, like, $100 for, like, a half hour.
Yeah, dude.
So if you fucked, like, dudes for 24 hours straight, you would have $2,400.
$2,400.
No, you'd have, like, $5,000, because that's per half hour. So you had double that. And so if you did that, if you fucked a guy for 24 hours a day for an entire month, you'd have, like, a fucking, what, $150,000 or something like that?
Yeah, dude, you'd have a fuckload of money. You can go right into that BMW or Bentley dealership.
Yeah, I'll take that Lamborghini.
I'll take this Lamborghini.
Do you have vented air-conditioned seats? Because my vagina is raw. You do that shit forever.
My vagina takes a pounding.
Fuck that, dude. Chicks have it easy. Like,
they so do.
Any girl can do that, basically. Can any fucking guy off the streets just all of a sudden fucking do basically nothing and get paid fucking $100 every half hour?
$200
an hour?
Seriously, dude. No, yeah. We can't just sell our bodies like that and get that kind of money. That's unfair, dude.
Maybe, like, a doctor or a lawyer makes that much money an hour, but, like, seriously, for something that God just gave you.
Yeah, for just being hot, you're just fucking your body.
You don't even have to be hot. You just have to have a vagina. That's the only prerequisite for that.
Pretty much.
Every chick has it, so fuck all of you.
Yeah, seriously. It's unfair. Fuck, that's unfair.
What's your favorite sexual position?
When I'm teabagging you.
That's your favorite sexual position?
Yeah, teabagging and then you.
I would never let you teabag. I would never
let you. I'll teabag you.
Never let you teabag me. Or if I did, I would bite the I would bite your nuts off.
If you did.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'd only get away with it if I was, like, sleeping.
Sleeping?
So I would wake up. I would wake up in the middle of the bagging. But I wouldn't make you aware to this. And then I would just bite the shit out of your ball sack. And, like, tear it off like a fucking...
like a fucking Wolverine.
Like a dog at a junkyard tearing into a steak that someone throws at him to distract him.
Get this guy. No, fucking. Probably like when you got that bitch on her side and then like you're just, you know, going, you know, her legs like going through your legs and then her other legs going up on your shoulder and she's on her side and you're just going at it like that. That one's pretty fun.
Yeah. I think doggy feels the best. Like, it just gets in there the right way. It feels good. Or if you do, like, the one leg over, that's pretty good, too. Or the
one leg over.
The spider monkey. You get both legs over, and then you're just, like, fucking dunking that thing in there. I don't know why it's called the spider monkey. Probably because your legs are, like, all contorted over her. It looks like you're just some kind of fucking crazy-ass monkey just putting it down. Just
putting it down.
They should call that shit the oil derrick, though. Drilling for fucking oil. Yeah.
That's what it kind of looks like, too.
Yeah.
Just like, going at it.
Up and down.
Up and down. With a little bit of this back and forth.
Yeah, so. So, yeah, doggy's cool, but it's not as visually stimulating because you're just staring at some dude's back. Oh, I mean some chick's back.
Oh, shit, you nasty motherfucker. No, you had it right the first time.
So for that reason, I think, like, regular cowgirl, like, facing you, chick facing you is, like, pretty cool because then they're doing pretty much all the work and you just get to enjoy staring at them and fucking playing with their titties.
Yeah. It is. I like this other one where, like, if you're sitting on a couch and then they just, like, kind of do the reverse cowgirl, but they just sprawl backwards and she kind of stretches up and you just kind of, like, you know, lean back a little bit and you're just pounding away at it.
Yeah.
And then, like, she's like, she could stand if she wants, but you could just hold her right there and she's just, like, all stretched back. That one's pretty good.
That's, like, the advance move. If you got the chick and she's on top of you, but, like, reverse cowgirl style, but then she's, like, laying on your back. That's, like, an advanced technique. Yeah, and you have to be amply equipped to pull that one off.
Yes, like I am. Yes. Yeah. Very, very equipped for that kind of maneuver and that kind of position.
So that's your favorite position?
Yeah, it's... No, I guess my...
Not the inverted sphincter bong rip?
No. No, that one's number two. Like the screaming blowfish.
Speaking of fucking bong rips, you got your fucking medical marijuana card this weekend.
Yes, I did. Woo! No.
Dude, medical marijuana cards are like the biggest loophole in the history of like our state. Like,
yeah, dude.
It's so sketchy. Like these fucking medical marijuana clinics, like where these doctors are, like a dime a dozen.
I know.
They fucking have advertisements in magazines like $35 medical marijuana card.
Seriously.
And all you gotta do in there, all you gotta do when you go in there is make up some ailment. Like it could be bullshit. They don't really care.
Yeah.
You could just walk in there with like a tick, like, but like a buggy eye, and you're like, I got this tick, but when I smoke, it goes away. Or,
yep.
You just fucking say, like, my stomach hurts a lot.
Oh, my back hurts. Oh.
Yeah, basically say whatever you want.
I can't sleep without it. That's pretty much what I said, too.
My dick itches unless I smoke.
My dick just constantly itches. I can't stop itching. There's not enough cream for this.
Oh, dude. So what was the deal when you went to this place? Or first of all, how did you even find it?
Oh, dude, I found it, like, in one of those little OC Weekly magazines that we have down here in California for those out-of-towners. But, yeah, that shit's so easy. It says, like, you know, renewal, $20, and then first-timers, $40, like, all kinds of shit. And you just get the coupon, you go to the place, it's that easy. You get the card, and then, well, anyway. So, like, I did that. I went to the, I got the magazine, I cut out a little coupon, I went to the fucking place. And then there was, like, this little stoner kid.
He
was,
like, pull a ticket, take a ticket and wait in your turn in line.
No.
It's like the DMV.
I know. Yeah, sign in, take a ticket. All right, we'll call you in a little bit, sweetie.
So there was, like, a little stoner kid. He was, like, the receptionist or something?
Yeah, dude, there was one fucking kid in this little tiny office.
That should have been your first sign right there. You weren't greeted with, like, the portly Hispanic wearing the scrubs who, like, wanted you to fill out a clipboard. It was some fucking tweaker kid.
Yeah, seriously. Or, like, he looked like a little stoner.
Yeah.
I'll give him the benefit. But, yeah, he was like, okay, yeah, the doctor will be in a little bit. And I was like, okay. And he was like, yeah, just have a seat. I was like, all right. And then I sat down, and then, like, three or four more people came in. And then once he got enough people in there, he was like, okay, the doctor's here. And he's like, he calls me in. And so I go back there, and I think there was another door back there. But anyway, like, as I was coming up, and, like, he shuts the door behind me, he's like...
That was where they kill people, the other door.
But, like, there was no doctor in the room, and I was like, what the hell? And he was like, okay, have a seat right there where I was sitting, like, where I was sitting when you first came in.
No, when the walls fall down and there's cop cars all around you.
Oh, shit. I know, the chair that I sit in, little handcuffs bust out and lock my wrists. I'm like, fuck!
Got you, druggie.
No! I know, but, yeah, he was like, oh, this is done through a webcam. I was like, a fucking webcam? You're crazy.
Whoa. They did it through a webcam?
Yeah, that's how
there fucking... wasn't even, like, an actual doctor there?
No.
So you had a virtual exam?
Yeah, I had a virtual exam.
Was there, like, candles and roses when you walked in on the guy's on the guy's video?
No, there was nothing nice like that.
He's like, undress slowly.
Undress. Slowly.
Like, well, wait, I'm just here for the medical card? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Now, take off your shirt and put those rose petals on your nipples.
Grab your sack and yank it as high as you can. Oh, God.
Now wrap your dick around your nuts to make it look like a bird's nest. So, like, he was like... Okay, what seems to be the problem? And I was like, oh, my back hurts, I can't sleep, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like, you know, one's because of the other. Like, I can't sleep because my back hurts. And then he was like, okay, do you have a regular doctor? I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, well, what's his name? And I didn't know my doctor's name.
Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill Skanowski. No, but...
Oh, Dr. Skanowski. Yeah, him and I are great friends. I'll tell him you said... That you came in and you wanted to get a card and once he clears it, and like...
I'm like, oh shit.
God damn it, this virtual doctor's gonna bust me.
Yeah, so like, he was like, okay, well, if your condition worsens, go see this doctor at UC Irvine.
If your condition worsens.
Yeah.
What does, like, that mean, if the pot wears off?
Yeah, like, no, like, I guess, like, if my back... If the pot doesn't work and my back gets all fucked up.
So at least he seemed, like, genuinely concerned, and he even referred you to a doctor at UCI.
I felt comforting. Bibibat.
Where was he, in, like, fucking Zimbabwe or something?
That, or Maui, or far, or who the fuck knows. Like, the only thing I saw behind him was, like, a white door.
Was it a white guy?
No, he was a black dude with an old white beard.
A black dude with an old white beard?
Yeah.
Those things are like unicorns. Why didn't you call me?
I took a picture.
Old black men with large white beards.
Yeah, dude. He looked like a stoner, too.
He looked like Red Fox from Sanford and Son.
Yeah, kind of. Mixed with a little Morgan Freeman.
There you go.
He had big eyes.
Morgan Freeman.
Now everybody wants a medical marijuana card. They come and see me. I prescribe them medical marijuana. And then we smoke it. And then I tell them about penguins and the way they march.
So he fed you his line. Did he even, like, examine you? Like, was there anything that made it seem like he was even the slightest bit concerned, like, of your actual physical condition?
For all legal reasons, yes. But no. He didn't give a fuck. The whole thing, I sat in the chair for, like, 40 seconds. It was done. Like, I talked to the guy for, like, 40 seconds, and I was done.
What?
Yeah, it was, like, 30, 40 seconds, and then I walked out. The guy gave me like 3 copies, said, have a nice day, and I took off.
Wow.
It was that fucking easy.
It's that easy. I need drugs. It's that goddamn easy. All right?
I need something so I can go get weed. Here you go. Thanks.
Do the pot clubs get taxed by the state since it's considered medical marijuana?
Yeah, they do. They do get taxed.
So it's like revenue for the state.
Yeah.
I remember when they had that proposition to legalize marijuana. I think it's been on the ballot in California 2 years now, or two years in separate times. But, yeah, that's pretty crazy. Like, weed's coming up, like, nowadays, it seems like, in a big way. Because I remember that thing almost passed. It wasn't, like, super close, but it wasn't that far off. It was off by maybe, like, 10%.
I don't think it'll ever get passed. You know why? Here's my theory. Because they make too much fucking money with it being illegal. Think of all the people they put in jail, all the money they charge them.
That costs money.
I mean, but
it costs more money to put someone in jail than
but they
does.
Pay off their tickets. They're paying off their sentences. They're paying off all their shit. And like drugs in general, but like
that's like a fine. That's like a couple hundred dollars, and then they pay their lawyers probably a shitload of money. But then if they have to go to jail, that's costing taxpayers, like, fucking thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but, like, jail systems are, like, businesses, too. Like, they get, like, you know, fucking, they run those shits like businesses, right? They have, like, a certain amount of people.
No,
they
that's
get money off of it.
That's a debit, dude. That's just all fucking to put people in jail. They do not make money off of that in any way, for sure.
They're not making money off of jail?
No, for sure. And that's like fucking, that's why people are always fucking saying like, dude, let's legalize this shit and fucking free it. You want to free up some money, legalize it, you can tax it, and then you can stop wasting all this money incarcerating people for drug-related charges. That's like part of the whole thing people are complaining about.
Yeah.
It's completely bogus. And it's even more bogus that you're able to just go to like any fucking hole-in-the-wall fucking place downtown and fucking get a fucking card. Like, it's all bullshit.
Yeah, it is all fucking bullshit. It should just be legalized, but I just don't think it will. I think I think people are so stupid that they think if you legalize it, like, it's just gonna be anarchy. Everyone's gonna be stupid, lazy idiots.
Anarchy!
You know? They're gonna just be fucking retard, like a bunch of retards running around and fucking, you know.
Probably. How would you regulate it? How could you monitor it? It's not like if you're intoxicated, like from alcohol, you can just like blow into something and it gives you an instant result. Like
they scrape your tongue or your cheek.
Yeah, but what if you had it this morning? You know, like just because it's on your tongue and cheek doesn't necessarily mean you just had it. So, like, how do they know how high you are?
But it wouldn't matter if it wears off. Like, if it wears off, then you're not high. And
then
how
do they know?
Well, if you ate it, I don't know, maybe your eyes would give it away. But if you put the drops in, then you're cool.
If you put the drops in.
Yeah.
If your eyes are clear, you can go. Otherwise, fuck you.
Otherwise, hold on.
You should have bought some Visine.
But I mean, they can regulate it kind of the way they do with beer. There'd probably be smoking lounges you can go to, like smoking bars or bars.
Yeah, it would be pretty hard. Edibles are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Edibles are like fucking It's food, first of all. It's something. Yeah. It's something you get to eat. It's like a treat or a drink.
Yeah.
And then you get fucked up from it.
Yeah.
And it's like the most like inconspicuous thing you could do, because it's like you don't smell it. You don't. There's no smoke. There's no like odor or aroma. Like yeah. It's just something you eat, and then once you've eaten it, like that's it. No one could tell that you had it. Only you.
Only you.
So that's one cool thing about edibles. I've seen brownies, cookies, I've seen Jolly Ranchers, candy bars. I've seen all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, they have it like in
Rice
shakes.
Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, they have it like in shakes now, where you can get like a weed shake.
Yep.
From fucking medical clubs. Yeah, that fucking ingesting, it's like a different high too. It's like a roller coaster you can't get off. Like, because it stays with you longer, and it affects you in like in a different way too. Like, you get stoned, but, like, sometimes it can be pretty intense if you eat too much.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And you're like, man.
You've gotten too high before?
Well, yeah, I've eaten a lot of it, and then it's like you just kind of feel, like, uncomfortable with where you're, like, in your own skin or something. Like, you're like, I was sitting down on a couch at this party, and I was, like, too high on, like, these brownies. I ate, like, three. And, like, they were pretty strong. I ate, like, a lot of them. And then I was like, I just wanted to like go home. I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to go home and go to sleep, or go home and watch TV. And
too high.
Too fucking high. Like, I got way too high on those shits.
I can only think of one time where I got high. I was just like too uncomfortably high. Was when we were smoking at my place. It wasn't just like any other normal day, and we were smoking, and then all of a sudden I just had like, felt fucking like weird, like stressed, yeah. Like a panic attack, and it yeah. Felt like your heart was beating too fast.
Yeah, I remember that too, yeah.
And that only happened like one time. And,
it happened to both of us too.
Yeah, I was like, it must have been like laced with something.
It had to have been, dude. Like, shit, man. Because like, we were watching Conan O'Brien and we were fine, but then like halfway through Conan O'Brien, I just started feeling like weird, like started just like, I don't know, it was like a weird come down or something. It was a trip, like, and it never happened ever again.
Angel dust.
Fuck, man. There must have been something on that shit we got.
Like Training Day when fucking Denzel Washington gives a...
Yeah.
Gives a dude the weed. He's like, oh, relax. And then he gets all fucked up and he's like, you just smoked PCP angel dust. He's like, what the fuck?
Speaking of uncomfortable highs, have you ever had that salvia shit? Salvia?
No. That's not like... That's not like the two different kinds of weeds, right? There's like indica and sativa.
No, salvia is not even weed. Salvia is like this other plant that gives you like a... It has like psychedelic, little...
Psychedelic properties.
Properties, yeah. Fucking features, whatever. It gets you like... It's like a mini, very small acid trip.
It gets you fucked up.
It's like a minor acid trip. I guess is what you can compare it to. I've never done acid, but that's what people say.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but I tried that shit one time, and it sucked. Like, I was, we did it.
Is that the stuff they sell, like, at the smoke shops?
Yeah, so they
like,
actually sell it, yeah.
They sell it, like, as incense or something?
I don't know. I think they, I don't know how they sell it, but, like, they have three different types, like, low, mid, and high. And we got the high one. We got, like, the most strongest one.
Unleaded, Supreme and whatever. And
Premium.
Premium and Supreme.
Yeah.
Why, like, does it make sense that they have fucking three grades of gas? Like, everyone gets the lowest grade or maybe the highest grade. Who's the person that's getting the middle grade? And
yeah.
What car do they drive that requires that grade? Like, it just seems like a... With how expensive gas is, doesn't it just seem pointless to have three grades?
You know...
Make, like, this is the least one that you need to have your car not fucking blow up, and this one is the one you get when you have a nice car. And that's why... I don't understand the middle one.
I don't either, dude. It's like, you get this one when you're broke and you have the nice car.
You know what else I noticed, too? Like, I don't know if it's because the gas prices are going up, but, like, unleaded will be 10 cents from the middle grade difference, and then, like, the middle grade to the highest grade is, like, 5 cents difference.
Oh, shit.
So it doesn't even make sense to not get the highest one. Like, I don't, the medium middle one makes, like, no sense at all.
Yeah, Costco has it right. They don't even have the medium one. The one in the middle, really? Yeah, they only have the low and the high.
Fuck, I only come to these realizations after somebody's already done it. So, the fucking sativa, they have, like, three different grades.
Mm, yeah, they have, like, three different ones, or the salvia.
Not salvia.
Salvia, yeah. And we got the high one, and then we hit it, or I took the first hit, too, me and my friend, and we were in his backyard, and I hit it, and then, like, I was looking around, and everything, like, went, like, felt like it was, like, cartoonish, like, looking around, like, it was daylight, and, like, the fence kind of turned, like, all one solid brown, like...
You see, like, the old school black and white, like, Disney cartoon characters, and they're, like, fucking flying around you.
I, like, related it more, like, Simpsons style. Like,
it's like you're in Roger Rabbit, like, Cartoon Town or whatever, Toontown.
Yeah, it was, like, it kind of sucked, but it was pretty quick. It only lasted for, like, a minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, the whole high, I guess you want to call it. Like, it's pretty quick, it's intense, too, and, like... The first, like...
That sounds bad. Like, oh, everything becomes animated and weird for a minute, and then it's done.
Yeah.
That means, like, that was, like, fucking your brain was frying for, like, 60 seconds.
It's fucking something. Yeah, it sucks, because, like, the first 30 minutes are, like that. Like, you're tripping on just, like, everything you see. And then the last 30 seconds are, like, you have, like, this uncomfortable come down. Like your stomach feels like it hurts, but it doesn't hurt. Like, it's like a weird body ache or something. Yeah, it's really uncomfortable. And I've only done it the one time. I'll never do it. It sucks. Yeah. I don't recommend it.
No, thanks. I think I'll stick to...
acid and shrooms and...
and coke and heroin. And fucking glue and huffing. And fucking whipped cream cans. No, weed and beer.
And huffing my own feces in a bag.
Those two do pretty good together. Huffing your own feces in a bag.
I hear it fucks you up.
What's your favorite kind of beer?
I like ales pretty much, but I do like the Corona. Like, if I had to pick one to be stuck with forever, I'd pick Corona. But my favorite beers are like ales. Like,
you know how they have Coronitas, have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're like the little ones.
Yeah.
I saw at the grocery store the other day, they had like little Bud Lights. They're like... Oh.
They're like little 8 ounces?
Yeah, like...
Cans?
Did you ever... Yeah.
Saw those too.
Yeah. Like, it's like the same thing if you ever seen like the Coke cans, they'll have like the little mini ones.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like the same thing, but it was beer.
I saw those too, and I was like, who gets that shit?
Who wants only 8 ounces of beer?
Who wants half a beer? Or not even half a beer. Or, yeah, a little more than half a beer. Whatever.
Yeah, that seemed kind of weird, but I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it sucks.
It seems like a lot lately, everyone's coming out with all these weird different... variations of their beers.
All these ways to beat calories.
If they had Bud Light Platinum, I actually thought that was pretty good. If I get Bud Light now, I just get that.
Yeah.
It's Platinum Bud Light. How could you not get it over regular Bud Light?
I know. It does have a kind of a funky aftertaste, though.
I think it's like a smoother after finish. Like, you're just used to having shitty, like, Bud Light aftertaste.
And this tastes where it's like, watery.
Yeah, and this tastes like more just like it finishes, I don't know, smoother, it seems like to me.
Hmm, yeah.
They're not like the only ones, like Newcastle, who I've never really seen doing variations. I've seen they've had a lot of different, like weird, different flavors.
Yeah, recently, yeah, they had like that Wolverine Red Ale.
The werewolf one.
Yeah. They have another one, like, they have like a, what is it? A porter, do they?
I think. Yeah, something like that. They have like a few blue. Different ones.
Yeah, it's like, or they have like a summer one too. But it looks like it sucks though. It looks like it has orange zest or some shit.
Newcastle's right up there, like one of my favorites.
I used to like them a lot, but I haven't had them in a long time. And I'm not sure if I've drifted away from them or not. But you can, like, I can only have like one. My stomach is, like, full for a while. It's like I ate food.
From that brown ale. What about Corona, then? That's your favorite?
That one just, gets you good buzz, and then, like, it's funny because you can drink a lot.
Yeah, they're pretty easy to drink.
Yeah, you can drink a lot and kind of hit this, like, this peak. You'll peak out, like, on, like, if it was, like, a drunk scale, like, 1 to 10, you'll peak at, like, a 7, and you'll stay there, like, no matter how many more you drink. Or, you know, as long as you don't really get crazy with them, but...
Yeah.
Or if you're drinking other shit, too, but... Yeah, like, it's a good beer. Drinking beer. Golfing beer.
Yeah. Bass. I like Bass.
Yeah, Bass is good. I like, who is it? Anchor Steam.
Oh, that shit's pretty good.
That's really good, yeah.
Whenever I get to go work up at our San Francisco office at the airport, they have an Anchor Steam restaurant in there.
Oh, shit.
So usually when I'm leaving, I go in there and get some fresh Anchor Steam.
Damn.
Because Anchor Steam's out of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That beer is really good. The Kona beers are good. One of them is.
Yeah. Stone. That's in San Diego. That shit's pretty good.
That shit's really good. It is, yeah.
Some of those, like, IPAs, like... A good IPA is something that's, like, strong, has a good alcohol content, but it's not, like, too hoppy. Like, some of those Stone ones they have are, like, fucking so hoppy.
Yeah.
It tastes like you're just drinking fucking leaves.
Yeah, it's like you're drinking grass or something.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up now.
Yeah, let's wrap this one up. I hope you, I had fun. Did you have fun?
Nah, not really.
Well, I had a blast.
Alright, guys, well, we'll see you hopefully next week, so stay tuned for the next Blastcast. If you guys want to hit us up at our Twitter, at BlastcastAudio, or at our Gmail account, BlastcastAudio@gmail.com.
Yeah. We'll see you guys later, niggas.
Peace out, y'all.
It was factual.